Hello everyone, and welcome to JTalk Extra Time. I'm James Taylor, and I'm here to bring you up to date with all the action from J2 Match Day 6. There were actually two games played on Wednesday the 23rd of March, due to Levan Cup fixtures on Saturday 26th, so let's start with those. Oita Trinita got their first win of the season, and it was a comfortable one, 4-1 over FC Ryukyu. The teams traded speculative long-distance efforts early on, before Seigo Kobayashi opened the scoring for Oita. Yukitoshi Ito, Yuki Kobayashi and Yamato Machida had plenty of time to pass the ball around on the right edge of the Ryukyu box, and a simple pass to Kobayashi alone in the D set him up for a shot into the top right corner. 4 minutes later, in the 23rd minute, it was 2-0. A cross from the left byline by Yuki Kagawa was headed in by Kohei Isa, who'd managed to get away from his marker, quite easily, it has to be said. Ryukyu pulled one back before half-time, as a Koki Kiyotake free kick from the left somehow missed everyone and found its way into the goal. However, Ryukyu's defensive frailty was again their downfall in the second half. In the 57th minute, Shun Nagasawa also escaped his marker easily to head in a corner, and in the 70th minute, Arata Watanabe pounced when two Ryukyu defenders got in each other's way, trying to clear a rebound from a good save by Danny Carvajal. Katsuya Nakano hit the post for Ryukyu late on, but apart from that, Oita's defence was rarely troubled. This result leaves Ryukyu in the bottom two. The other Wednesday game saw Tokushima Vortis maintain their unbeaten start with a 0-0 draw against Blaublitz Akita, Vortis's fifth draw of the season. Akita had the best chance of the first half. Neat passing from Yosuke Mikami and Hayate Take played in Taira Shige, but his shot was comfortably saved by Koki Matsuzawa. Tokushima had a good opportunity in the 58th minute when Naoto Arai ran onto a pass into the box and cut back for Masaki Watai, but his shot was tipped over by Yoshiaki Arai, who was making his first appearance in goal for Akita. Tokushima then had a couple of good chances in quick succession, but Eiji Shirai shot wide and Kazuki Nishiya shot straight at the keeper. Just after that, a long-range Akita free kick was headed across goal for Ryutaro Iyo arriving at the back post, but his shot was saved at close range by Matsuzawa, and it finished goalless. A decent result for an Akita side that had five changes to the starting lineup from the previous game, four of whom were making their first ever starts. The other nine games of Match Day 6 took place on Saturday 26th. Yokohama FC maintained their unbeaten start to the season, with a 2-1 win away to Vanfore Kofu. The visitors went close early with a long-range free kick, then took the lead in the 20th minute, when Koki Ogawa headed in Tatsuya Hasegawa's cross from the left. 20 minutes later, it was 2-0. Kofu defenders were caught dithering on the edge of their own area by Felipe Vizeo, who teed up Kosuke Saito to score into the top left corner. Kofu pulled one back midway through the second half. Strong work by William Lira won possession in midfield, and he played the ball out left to Hirohiro Sugai, whose low cross was turned in by Motoki Hasegawa, who timed his run perfectly to nip in front of the defender. There were chances at both ends in the final 20 minutes, with Ryoya Yamashita hitting the post for Yokohama FC, and Riku Yamada of Kofu seeing his shot saved by Sven Brodersen. Kleber had a chance to seal it in stoppage time, but his header was blocked by Kohei Kawata in the Kofu goal. This was Yokohama FC's fifth win from six games. Let's go to NAC 5 next, where Omiya Ardija and Fagiano Okayama played out an unusual 1-1 draw. Omiya took the lead, nothing unusual there, after good pressure from Masahito Ono won the ball for Masaya Shibayama to cross, and Shinya Yajima to head Omiya in front after 13 minutes. They almost doubled the lead a few minutes later, but Masakazu Tashiro's towering header was tipped over by Junki Kanayama. Omiya had a close shave on 38 minutes. Yuta Minami dropped a shot by Jordi Boyce, but with help from some sprawling defenders, managed to keep out several close-range attempts from rebounds. Then, in the following play, Thiago Alves hit the post, and Tashiro just managed to clear before the ball crossed the line after bouncing off him. At half-time, Minami was replaced by Tomoki Ueda due to an eye injury, and Ueda was busy immediately, palming away a shot from Ryo Kawamoto. None of this was particularly unusual, but in the 62nd minute, Ueda got injured, kicking the ball downfield. He had to go off and was replaced in goal by defender Hiroki Kurimoto, who, by the way, was making his J-League debut. It was almost a dream debut too, but in the 95th minute, the ball fell perfectly for Okayama's Stefan Mork to power a shot into the top left corner. Two more points dropped for bottom club Omiya, a gutting way to do so. Zaspa Kasats Gunma's impressive defensive record took a bit of a hit at the Denka Big Swan Stadium in Niigata, as Albirex ran out 3-2 winners. Goals in the 10th and 21st minutes by Kaito Taniguchi gave the hosts a 2-0 half-time lead. The first, a sliding toe poke on the end of a perfect Takumi Hasegawa pass. The second, a smart passing move, finished with a good shot in at the near post. Gunma made it 2-1 5 minutes into the second half when Michael James Fitzgerald turned a cross into his own goal. But Niigata regained their two-goal lead in the 67th minute, thanks to a Daichi Tagami header, and they had chances to extend the lead, but couldn't. Gunma made it a tight finish, with a second in stoppage time. Hayate Shiroa's deflected effort making it past Ryosuke Kojima. It wasn't enough though, and Niigata got their second consecutive win. Tsuege and Kanazawa continued their fine away form with a 1-0 win in Nagasaki. The visitors thought they'd taken the lead after 9 minutes when Honoya Shoji headed in from a corner, but it was disallowed for a foul on the goalkeeper by Yohei Toyoda. Toyoda was lucky not to be sent off midway through the first half for a reckless studs-up challenge on Masaru Kato. This was a game low on clear chances. Zeugen striker Masamichi Hayashi shot straight at Takashi Kasahara, while Cristiano of Nagasaki had a shot saved well by Yuto Shirai in the Kanazawa goal. When the deadlock was broken, it was done well. A neat passing triangle between Yuto Nagamine, Hiroya Matsumoto and Keita Fujimura on the left gave the latter enough time and space to ping a diagonal ball across field to Riku Matsuda, whose volleyed cross went between Kasahara and Kota Muramatsu and found Kyohei Sugiura sliding in at the back post. Despite plenty of Nagasaki pressure for the final 20 minutes, aside from a shot over by youngster Tsubasa Kasayanagi making his debut off the bench, Kanazawa held on for their second successive win. By the way, listeners, this is the first time I've ever been able to talk about a Kanazawa win on JTET. A momentous occasion, I'm sure you'll agree. Second played fourth at the Yurtec Stadium as Vegalta Sendai welcomed Machida Zelvia, but their league positions were reversed by the end of the game. Chong Tese opened the scoring for Machida in the 10th minute, bundling home a rebound from a corner. Machida kept up the pressure and Taiki Hinato made it 2-0 in the 19th minute, shooting low through the defender's legs and past an unsighted Daichi Sugimoto. His view was completely blocked by Chong Tese, who actually wasn't offside because of a defender almost on the goal line. Hirato and Takuya Yasui had chances to kill the game off in the second half, but couldn't take advantage of Sendai losing possession at inopportune moments. The third goal came eventually though, Hirato running into the box and squaring for Yu Hirakawa to shoot past Sugimoto. A very good response by Machida to their loss last week, and a very poor showing by the previously unbeaten Sendai. Iwate Gruja Morioka and Rinofa Yamaguchi finished 0-0, the second successive draw for both teams. Yamaguchi had the better of the first half, but hit all their chances straight at Taishi Brandon Nozawa in the Iwate goal. Then in the 53rd minute, Iwate midfielder Jang Hyun-soo pulled down an attacker who'd got past him and got a second yellow card. Yamaguchi couldn't make the extra man work in their favour though. The best chances were a Masakazu Yoshioka header at Nozawa and then a header by Riku Kamiyagaki that hit the bar. Let's go to Yamagata for some drama. Pete Klamovsky's stuttering Montedio welcomed high-flying Tokyo Verdy to the ND Soft Stadium. The hosts attacked from the off. Kota Yamada hit the post after 6 minutes, and then he was on hand to score after a bit of a scramble in the Verdy box in the 22nd minute. It was 2-0 6 minutes later when Taiki Kato cut out an Nduka Boniface pass on the edge of the Verdy area. Yoshiki Fujimoto did a few step-overs and curled a shot into the net. The visitors got back into the game after half-time. A ball over the top by Nduka Boniface was played across goal by Junki Koike, and Yoga Sato knocked it past Masaaki Goto in the 59th minute. Soon after, they were level, thanks to a long run and lovely curling effort by Mizuki Arai. 2 minutes later, though, Yamagata were in front again, as Fujimoto got his second of the game, out-jumping Nduka and heading home Ayumu Kawai's cross. That was not, however, the end. Verdi pushed for an equaliser, with Ryota Kajikawa forcing a good save from Goto and Byron Vasquez rattling the post with the rebound. Then, in stoppage time, it came. A free kick from the right floated over to the back post, headed back across goal by Nduka, involved in most of the goals somehow, and headed in by Hiroto Taniguchi. 3-3 it finished, with Tokyo Verdy still unbeaten and up in third place now. There was also late drama at the Kanseki Stadium in Tochigi, where Jeff United were the visitors. Teppei Yachira gave Tochigi the lead in just the second minute with a superb goal. On the edge of the area, with his back to goal, he flicked the ball over his head with his right foot, then turned and volleyed it with his left, past the scrambling Shota Arai. Jeff had to wait until the 88th minute to equalise. Good work down the left from Daisuke Suzuki, Tomoya Miki and Yosuke Akiyama led to a chance for Jang Min-yu, which Shuhei Kawata could only parry to the waiting Solomon Sakuragawa. That was late drama, but there was even later drama. In the 93rd minute, a long Tochigi throw was flicked on, and Carlos Gutierrez was on hand to knock it in at the back post. 2-1 to Tochigi, now unbeaten in three. And finally, Mito Hollyhock made it two wins in a row, thanks to second-half goals from Naoki Tsubaki and Kosuke Kinoshita against Ruasso Kumamoto. Kumamoto started brightly, with Toshiki Takahashi forcing a fine save from Shu Mogi after only 60 seconds. Then it was the turn of Ryuga Tashiro at the other end to make a good reaction save from a Kinoshita header, a feat he repeated even more spectacularly a few minutes later. Mito's pressure paid off just after the hour mark. Kumamoto gave the ball away in midfield, and Tsubaki went on a long run, ending with a shot under Tashiro's leg. Kumamoto almost equalised directly from a corner, but it was Mito who got the next goal. With 72 minutes gone, Kumamoto again lost possession in midfield. Takaya Kuroishi intercepted, surged downfield, and played a perfect through ball for Kinoshita to slot past Tashiro, and it finished Mito 2, Kumamoto 0. Well, that's the matchday 6 action taken care of. Now let's have a quick look at matchday 7, which is taking place on Wednesday the 30th. The slightly early kickoff is Akita against Kofu, followed by all the other games at 7 o'clock. Sendai look to recover against Oita. Mito and Tochigi will both want to extend their nascent runs of good form. Gunma welcome struggling Nagasaki. Jeff United host Niigata. Machida play Omiya. Yokohama FC take on Yamagata. Kanazawa will hope to get their first home win against Kumamoto. Okayama play Iwate. Tokushima go to Yamaguchi. And FC Ryukyu welcome Tokyo Verdy, although maybe welcome isn't the right word, bearing in mind the feisty nature of that fixture in recent years. Well, that's all from me. John will be here later in the week with a roundup of Matchday 7, and Magic Mike Innes will have all the action from J3 Matchday 2 in Short Corner, so keep an eye out for that. Thanks as ever for downloading, sharing, liking, and retweeting. Thanks to those who support us on Patreon, and of course, thank you for listening. See you next time.